I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome a new band to our studios. They are called Life Parade. Cameron Matthews is kind of the mastermind behind the album anyway. Hi, Cameron.
Hey.
And will you introduce us to everybody else here in the band?
You don't have to worry about them.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's all about Cameron.
That's right. This is Miles Ringsred. He's the organist, keyboardist, so to speak. He's got two keyboards in front of him, but usually we have a third. We got Ryan Jackson in the corner with the bass. We got Andres Ringsred on lead guitar. And we got Matt Jonke. Jonke? That's right. On the drums, so...
Well, welcome, everybody. It's quite the setup in here, but I was happy to know that several of you have lots of experience with sound engineering. So the setup, you took care of it, which
and
is
very
always,
tight spaces.
Exactly. So you did a wonderful job. So thank you for that. And before we do that, let's hear a tune, and then we'll come back and talk about your album and the band and how you came to be and all of that fun stuff. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with a song called Little Orange Pills.
From the center of town, draw the curtains, make me blind, remove them from my mind. Why must they do this to me?
Doctor, settle down, you ain't boy. Stop telling me that I'm paranoid. There's something I don't know. My self-esteem is low. There must be something to that. Bad man looking for me when I'm at home, and a friend is reaching out through the beeps of my phone. Little orange pills make it harder to speak my mind. Does it really matter if we stay or night? Cronies walk among us in the morning light. Shove me in, shove me in, shove me in, shove me in.
Let me feel the breeze. I've been in it far too long. When I've done nothing wrong, please take some mercy on me.
Boner, steady dad, or go a foe. Silly bike, dreams are frightened to blow. All the plans I'll never keep, the words I'll never speak. One day I'll wake up to find it's too late. Bad man looking for me when I'm at home. Out through the beeps of my phone. Little orange pills make it harder to speak my mind. Does it really matter if it's day or night? Cronies walk among us in the morning light. Show me in, show me in, show me in, show me in.
That is Life Parade, live from Studio A, and that is a tune from their album, Suburban Life. And so, Cameron, I have the feeling like this project, I said this to you before the session, just kind of dropped out of the sky, fully formed, onto the Duluth music scene, and everybody went, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You got a great review in the Duluth News Tribune. So, who are you? Where did this come from? How long have you been doing music?
I've been playing guitar for a long time. I play guitar and piano, mm-hmm. Not really in the band, the piano, but I started the album about 3 years ago, and it was kind of just something to put on my shelf, and just for my own sake. I didn't expect it to go anywhere.
And tell me about, and you did all of the instruments on the album, right?
Yep.
Is that right? And are you from Duluth? Where are you from originally?
Yeah, I was born here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Have you been in bands along the way, or?
I've been in a band with these two. People at home can't see that, but the Ringsred brothers here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, for a long time, just kind of in and out.
And perform live? Would I have heard of them?
Probably not. It's taken so many different forms over the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
None of you all said none of you have been in the studio before. I've been doing this for such a long time, and I go to a lot of shows, and I'm pretty in touch with the music scene. So it's like astounding to me when I'm like, I don't know who this is or where they came from, and they've been here a long time. So a wonderful discovery, and really excited that you could come in the studio today. You said you've only done like 4 live shows, right?
Yeah, our schedules are very sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
Very chaotic. So it's hard to get us all together for shows, but yeah, we got that one coming up on October 12th.
Yes, it is October 12th, and that is at Duluth Cider. And oops, I just found it, and it's called the Duluth Cider's Big Bad Apple Bash, and it's from 11. No, it's from. I lost it now. Oh, there it is. Okay, it is from noon to 11 p.m., so you're going to be playing as part of a bunch of bands there. So have you been writing songs for a long time? Had you ever recorded anything before and released it? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, just kind of for my own personal enjoyment. So like when I was recording the album, I didn't expect there to ever be a band.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this has surpassed my wildest expectations.
So you've never been out like open mics, all that stuff? Like,
I've done a few open mics.
Okay.
I'm of the opinion that if I'm going to fail though, I need other people to fail with me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I've got news for you. I don't think you're failing with this project so far. So,
well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
So, Miles, you were talking about how, so you the three of you had played together already.
Yeah.
So this was not a new thing. So, but you were playing different stuff than Cameron's tunes?
Well, Anders and myself have known Cameron since middle school. So we've been buds and Anders.
We lived out on the West Coast together, and we did some projects out there. Just,
all of you?
Yeah, playing together and jamming and that kind of stuff. And so we've all been kind of musically together for a while. And, just a couple years ago after I came back from the coast, we had just like a little band just for fun. And, I think we played out once at the, Dallas Club.
Yeah.
And, we just all have been involved in music, and Cameron just we heard about his album, and these guys have all been playing for a while, and then Miles is like, why don't you come over, these tunes are pretty cool, and I think you could add a lot to the music. So here I am. I've only been playing in the band for maybe a month or so, but it's been awesome. So
you had like a boot camp in learning the songs.
Yes.
But that, it sounds like you've been doing music for a long time, so that wasn't too challenging.
He's a music major.
Yeah, this guy's classically trained.
Oh, nice. And what were you doing out on the West Coast? You said
I went to school there at Western Washington University.
Okay.
And I worked in recording studios out there doing audio engineering stuff, so a lot of this is very familiar to me, and it's kind of my dream job type deal, setting up microphones and playing music. So
great. So Cameron, so it doesn't sound like you had any like strong drive to be like putting out albums or doing a lot of live shows or anything like that before.
Oh, I do. I'm very shy. When
okay,
you get to know me.
Yeah.
So it's finding a band is tough as it is.
So. Is it super weird for you now to be like out in public and here in radio studios? Like,
it's very nice actually.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, so this has been a really positive experience and probably someone that you're going to do more.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell me about the songs on the album and how did you go about writing those? Were they just coming to you and you just kind of?
Yeah, my brain is kind of just like firing on all cylinders and like no particular direction and at all times, and so it's I'll be working all day and it's like I have tunes in my head and go home and write them down, and I basically just have like a big stack of different songs that I you know, work on until I get writer's block, and then go back and work on them again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to knock them out.
Mm-hmm. So you probably have even more than ended up on the album.
Oh yeah,
That you've been working on for years. Have the three of you ever written together, or have any of these songs?
Not recently.
Seen the light of day in that configuration before? Or?
Not recently. There's in a former band. We played at the deck for the high school battle of the bands.
Yeah, that's right.
long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, when we were in high school and even back through middle school, we were playing music together.
And what were those bands called? I want some names here.
Spoon Whistle.
We're the Grasshoppers.
We were the Grasshoppers for a little bit. Spoon Whistle comes to mind, and we did some recordings, but they've never left the dark, you know. Yeah.
That, you know, a day will come when they emerge.
Yeah. Yeah, when the box set comes out.
Yeah.
The rarities album.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's really great. That's fun to hear that background about all of you. And speaking of band names, so I always feel like it's just really impossible to come up with new band names and have them not be weird or whatever, because they're just it seems like everything's taken. But Life Parade, I kind of like it.
It works.
Where'd that come from?
That comes from when we lived out on the West Coast. There was a bar in our neighborhood that everybody frequented, and it had T-shirts that said something about like a stationary float through the parade of life. And I just always liked that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
This is going to be Millennial Song.
We check some levels.
Yeah. Bear with us. Okay. Ready to go?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, go.
Fishing than I could ever be. The pencil pusher in me is digging a hole I'll never fill. I've so much teeth to be a corporate shell.
Stroke of luck and faith, and some kind of miracle. I'm happy for the rest of my life.
Life Parade live from Studio A. And which one was that again?
It was called Millennial Song.
Oh, yeah, Millennial Song. So I was going to ask you about that. What inspired that one?
I don't know if I should say.
You can give the.
Can we keep it a mystery?
We can.
I'm sorry. I know you're looking for content.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Whatever you feel comfortable saying about it.
I will say. What did you like the jazz scat?
I missed it. I was taking pictures. I missed the jazz scat.
Yeah.
I did. I do love the harmonies on that one, and it just has this kind of retro pop sunny feel that I really enjoy.
Yeah, it's kind of a happy song. Yeah.
Well, I think the music sounds happy, but maybe there's some. Is there some
critique
in there?
Melancholy aspects.
Yeah. Okay.
The juxtaposition between the upbeat rhythm of the song, but also the,
exactly. Yeah, when the lyrics are "When will I be happy?" and you, but you sound so happy when you're saying "When will I be happy?"
Little did you know, I was cripplingly depressed.
It's entirely. Yes. Many people are, unfortunately. And are you a millennial? I've never quite nailed down what the
I guess I would consider myself one.
Okay. All
Otherwise,
right.
I'd have to go back and redo the song. Mm-hmm. Fit whatever generation I fall into.
Well, people love to talk about millennials, so I don't know.
Usually not in a very positive light.
No, they're really not. But I'm not quite sure if that's fair or not. And as I was hearing that with all the harmonies, and I'm wondering, when you started doing with this with the band, did you do something different with the song? Did that kind of give you a chance to do more with the songs, or is that kind of like close to the version that you had done yourself?
The jazz scat is totally Miles' idea. I ripped him off in that regard.
Mm-hmm. It was just sort of something that a setting, and it was kind of funny, and we jammed to it, and I would play all sorts of different settings, and then jazz scat just really seemed to fit, and it's like the only song I've ever played with that in it. So.
Yet it's on every single keyboard that's out there.
So you did, like when you brought the songs to the band, it did. They threw in some ideas and things changed a little bit.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah.
Was that fun to have them come to life in a different way?
Yes, on the album, playing all the instruments is just very tedious because it's like I don't want to think about the bass part and the drums and you know, it's becomes very taxing. So. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have somebody else to throw their opinions in the ring.
Yeah. Well, and the versions that are on the album are really, they are fully formed. They sound really great. But normally that's something that someone would do like as a demo, if they were to do everything by themselves. So,
yeah.
So do you foresee yourself maybe in the future just kind of doing bringing other people in sooner in the process, or haven't you thought that far ahead yet?
Well, I imagine the next time we work on an album, it'll be... together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody will be involved. It'll be a far more communal thing than this one was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what are your next plans with this? Are you going to do many shows or?
We're going to do as many as people's schedules will allow.
Yeah, you do have some busy people on your, I think you mentioned somebody's a lawyer here.
Did I mention that?
Well, I think when we talked, and also I think Miles told me that at some point.
Yeah,
he likes to
tell people that.
In Hell's Council for Life Parade.
Yeah. So people have real lives and real jobs, and it can be hard to schedule rock and roll around that.
It is, yeah.
So, but is that something that you aspire to?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, coming up, we're going to be playing a lot more shows together, so that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, and so how has it been getting kind of that positive attention for this project?
It's been really nice. I'm waiting for it to backfire and blow up in my face. But.
Yeah, you're the hot new thing right now, but pretty soon it'll be like,
there's
again?
A catch to it. Yeah.
Once people start hating you in your hometown, then you know you've made it.
Oh, nice. I've been there. I guess I've made it for a long time.
Because then you can like be, you'll be popular elsewhere. And people, whatever. They're not as good as they used to be. Mm. Yeah, so that's the level I'm hoping you'll aspire to.
That's my dream, yes.
Sorry, I have no business giving anybody music career advice. So 10 songs on here. And so tell me about, do you have a studio at home? You have your own studio?
I've got a really messy living room. That's, that's what I got.
And this was all done in your living room?
In the living room and then various parts of the house.
Okay.
Recording in hallways and stuff in the bathroom. And
you should give each one a studio name. This was recorded in this studio.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But, because it sounds so great. And so how did you know when you were ready to? Did you record it all at once, or did you kind of do it in bits and pieces as they as the songs came to you? Or
well, I started recording them, and then before they were finished, which is a really stupid way to do it because then you just go back and you have to do everything again. I think I kind of did that as a means to kind of learn the process a little better. Just like learn how to record things. And
so this was kind of the first time that you've done this sort of home recording thing, or?
Well, I've been doing it for a little while now, but not to this extent. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like this is 3 years in the making, and
I
didn't even really
right.
consider it done when it was done. It was kind of just my deadline was 30 years old.
Cameron kept changing the songs on us even as we were practicing for
shows.
That's
true, yes.
I think any artistic person has that problem, like knowing when is it time to stop, and sometimes you just have to stop.
Oh, yeah.
And let it go.
That's true, yeah.
And you said, what did you say your deadline was 30?
Oh, yeah, my 30th birthday, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you made it? You made it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I submitted the album to be printed, like, on the 9th or something. My birthday's on the 11th of July.
Nice. So, yeah. That's great. Well, congratulations on that milestone and using that. That's a great strategy to get yourself to do something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it paid off for you. So what are you going to do by the time you're 40?
Hopefully the second album.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
This is a song called End of the Line.
Hold up.
Go for it.
Have you found Jubilee? Led you to your salvation, in your guidance, I'm whole. On your command, I will give you my soul. Educated by the cross. I'll be a fool to the end of the line. Heretics gonna burn. God made us something. Hail Mary, full of grace. Don't deserve to look upon a face. I got faith to spare. But out of my eyes, get down on your knees, little sinner, before you at the end of the line. So don't ask for proof. I need no sign. Get down on your knees, little sinner, before you at the end of the line. At the end of the line. Oh, little baby, oh, the one who set you free. Oh, little baby, all the sins don't listen to me. Speak to me so I can ease my worried mind. Make me a sheep, make me a tool to the end of the line. Speak to me. Right, I'll build a shrine. Hold me to.
That is Life Parade, live from Studio A. And another one from that new album, Suburban Life. Why did you end up calling it that, Cameron?
I guess, well, for one thing, that's the title track, so that, I guess that's where the name comes from. But it's, I think a lot of the songs kind of revolve around the idea that I'm not particularly happy with suburban life, I guess.
Yeah. And do you find suburban life in Duluth?
I do. Some people have argued that it's not technically the suburbs, but yeah, you know, screw it. It's like whatever.
I guess Hermantown, maybe. Hermantown is maybe like the suburbs.
Yeah. I suppose. Yeah, it's more of a focus on like people obsessed with their lawns and
a state of mind.
Yes. Yeah. Like okay. They're like people who like their little chunk of property and that's their life.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that was kind of a theme that you were writing around, or did you just kind of evolve as you were writing the songs?
I think it unintentionally revolved around that theme because it was such a central focus in my life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it just kind of came together in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we really enjoy the project, and thanks so much for coming in. I'm glad that you have found a way to bring it to life. That's pretty cool. So how, out of all of this experience, what are you enjoying most about kind of having the album out, having the band? And I mean, it's kind of a new thing for you. So what's been best about it?
I'm just glad that it's not a disappointment to everybody. Because I was totally ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I spent 3 years on it, and I feel like that happens to a lot of people. It's like, I think a lot of people put stock into recording music rather than doing live performances, and then they release their album or demo or whatever, and it kind of falls flat. And so I was just, totally prepared for that to happen.
Is it hard when you're kind of doing it all yourself? And maybe you bounced it off of people, but is it hard to have a sense of how it's going to be accepted? Because you're just like, you're working on it, you're inside of it.
The key is to find people who do not generally say nice things about your artwork. So, yeah. Then you show it to them.
Yeah. Well, as long as you have a thick skin about that and you're able to,
I don't, but I'm very sensitive.
but it helps make it better.
It does help, yeah.
Great. After you get over, like, I'm never talking to that person again.
Yeah, it's better than the rejection from society after it's out there.
Right. Well, and it sounds like you have a really tight friendship with the Rings Red Brothers here.
And also these two, Ryan and Matt, too. It's, mm-hmm. Not to diminish their roles in the band at all. I've known the Rings Reds longer, but we actually know Matt and Orion from a mutual friend, Julia Rickert.
Okay.
I mean, not that her name necessarily means anything to you, but you know Julia, right?
And is this the first time that they've been in a project with you?
Yep.
Is this band? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we've all known each other for a very long time, mm-hmm. but kind of, yeah, this is our first time really playing together.
So they're...
Yeah, Matt and Orion played in bands for a long time.
Oh, okay, okay. So there's a comfort level, and that's sometimes something what some people need. Like, I know that I need that to have a comfort level with people to be able to share, you know, something I'm working on. So does that help to have that, hey, these are my friends, even if they say,
oh, definitely.
I'm not sure about that part.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to take it too personally.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're very easy to work with. So,
So you mentioned that you have a lot of material. Are you thinking about any more recording anytime soon? Or are you just going to deal with this? You know, live with this album for a while. Do some more live performances.
I took like a month off from recording, but I'm kind of always doing some.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there'll be more of that. Live performances is definitely on the docket, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's our main setback right now is just we got to get out there and,
mm-hmm.
and play some more shows. So.
Yeah, well, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Are you going to come to the Apple Bash?
I can put it on my calendar. It's a ways off, but yeah. I will mark it down. I live within walking distance, so
that's nice.
I really don't
there's
have
no
any,
excuse.
Yeah, there's no excuse. There is no excuse. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The album is fantastic. The band sounds fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Great to meet you all.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and from Emma Gilhausen. with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.